Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebbafe hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Costos with his thoughts on the Colts signing Philip Rivers to their practice squad. Of course, the same Philip Rivers, who is a 44-year-old grandfather, as the Colts are in a bit of disarray at the quarterback position. Daniel Jones, torn Achilles. See you next year, maybe. Riley Leonard, he's got some knee soreness. So what are we going to do? Anthony Richardson's on IR and doesn't seem like he's coming off IR anytime soon. So I guess the answer is to call 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who we have not seen play in the NFL since the COVID season in 2020. I mean, like we were literally social distancing when this man was playing. Like, I can't believe it. This is where we're at. But hey, Philip Rivers, to save the day for the Indianapolis Colts. Hashtag forward the shoe. Nick will talk about that to begin the next hour here on You Better You Bet. But let's spend this segment talking about the Heisman Trophy. Now, when I woke up this morning, I did not think that this is how I'd be spending the 3:40 segment here on a Tuesday talking Heisman Trophy, because we all saw what happened over the weekend. Indiana beats Ohio State. Fernando Mendoza has the throw that clinches the game. He's cutting the promo after the game. The Hoosiers are flipping champs. He's on the podium. All his teammates are chanting Heisman Doza. I mean, you listen to the broadcast, all those things coming together, you would have thought, hey, this race is over. This thing's done. Mendoza's going to win the Heisman. Nothing to see here. He'll get crowned on Saturday night. Well, I got a couple polls sent to me earlier this morning. And my response when I got those polls was, whoa. This is actually rather stunning to me. So before we get to the polls, I do want to outline, like, just once again, like, the Heisman Trophy finalists came out last night. It's Mendoza, it's Jeremiah Love, Julian Sayin, Diego Pavia. Those guys all get a trip to New York for Love and Sayin. It's just like, hey, this will be cool, whatever. Those guys can't win. But we have a legitimate two-horse race going on here between Mendoza and Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. So right now the betting market has it as follows. Mendoza minus 2,000 over at BetMGM, and Pavia is 10-1. But that's not what the Athletic poll is saying. So the Athletic Heisman Straw Poll, which once again polls college football writers, college football editors that they have on staff, people who are pretty much like-minded with much of the voting block that votes on the Heisman Trophy. And the voting block is rather large. It's like the largest one that we have for any sports award. It's like 1,000 voters for the Heisman Trophy. It's actually insane that they send out that many ballots and they collect that many votes. But hey, that's how they've been doing things, and that's how they're going to continue to do things with the Heisman Trophy. But it's 1,000 voters. And the Athletic Heisman Straw Poll has been usually pretty in lockstep with what those voters say. And this morning, out of the 25 people that the Athletic polls in their straw poll, and they use the same voting system that the Heisman Trophy does, with 3 points for first place, 2 points for second place, and 1 point for third place, Mendoza won the poll. He got 14 first place votes, 10 second place votes, and 2 third place votes. That was 64 points when you add it all up. Coming in second was Vandy quarterback Diego Pavia, who had 11 first-place votes, 14 second place votes and no third place votes. But when you add all that up, 61 points. So literally 3 points is what is separating Mendoza and Pavia in the Athletic Heisman straw poll. That was 25 voters. That to me seems insane. And when you look back at previous Athletic Heisman straw polls at this particular week, like once we're done with all the games, regular season and conference championship, the person who leads the straw poll is usually who wins the award. So last year was Travis Hunter. He had 18 first place votes in comparison to Gentee's 9. That was 72 points compared to 63. And we all learned that later that weekend on that Saturday night when Hunter won the Heisman, that the vote was actually really close and much closer than we all thought. Like it was like one of the closest votes that we've had in recent memory, Hunter over Gentee. A couple years ago, Jaden Daniels, 19 first place votes. Michael Penix Jr., 13 first place votes, 82 points compared to 69 points. Jaden Daniels won, no problem. 3 years ago, Caleb Williams, 28 first place votes. Max Duggan, 7 first place votes, 98 to 67. Caleb Williams wins the Heisman Trophy. Bryce Young, 26 first place votes. Will Anderson, 8 first place votes, 98 points to 50 points. Bryce Young wins the Heisman. So as you can see, in previous years, the gap was much wider than 3 points. Like, to me, if I'm holding a lot of Mendoza, I think there's one person out there. I don't know who this person is. They have like a 100-to-1 ticket on Mendoza, bet $1,000 to win like $100,000 or whatever it is. Like, shout out to them. That's a hell of a ticket. If I'm holding that ticket, I would be sweaty right now and looking for ways to just jam all this Pavia to go ahead and at least cover my bases and hedge. Because what the Athletic Heisman straw poll is telling us is that we got ourselves a razor thin race. This thing is tight between these two guys. And it's not just the Athletic. On Three, and we have folks on from On Three all the time. Brett McMurphy, America's College Football Insider. We love Brett McMurphy, friend of the show. He does great work for On Three. Andy Staples, we've had him on earlier this season, does awesome work for On Three. The Andy and Ari podcast, one of my favorites for listening to college football. On Three did their Heisman straw poll. And on Monday, Diego Pavia won that poll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is on the heels of, once again, Fernando Mendoza leading Indiana to an undefeated season, beating Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, the throw that ends the game, cutting the promo, the broadcast is telling you that Mendoza's the Heisman, his teammates are chanting Heisman-Doza, and after all of that, and with Diego Pavia out of sight, out of mind, well, I guess he wasn't out of sight, he was in Vegas at UFC 323, hanging out here, but Mendoza had his moment, Pavia's in Vegas watching UFC fighters, and after all of that, it's still razor tight. Like, I don't know what I was expecting this morning, but I was expecting for Mendoza to have a pretty healthy lead and be like, oh, Mendoza's going to win the Heisman. Everyone's going to be all good with that. No. I honestly think we are going to have the closest Heisman Trophy race in recent history. Like, I don't know, going all the way back to like the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Like, I don't know what happened in those years. But I can't remember a Heisman Trophy race that's this close to where going into Saturday night, I can legitimately say, I don't know who's going to win the award. And that's never the case with the Heisman. Even last year when it was super close, we knew Travis Hunter was going to win. I don't know who's going to win. It's Mendoza? Is it Pavia? I don't know. But the betting market, to go back to that and why we're having this conversation, Mendoza's minus 2,000 and Pavia right now is 10 to 1. How is Pavia not a bet? Now, I don't mean this to say that, like, oh, jam Pavia and put all... No, like, you don't have to go crazy because, like, deep down, if you ask me how this thing should actually be priced, like, I think Mendoza's likely to win, but it's like 60-40. But the way the betting market has this, it's like it's 95-5. And that's not reality. And 60-40, I'm just kind of going off of like a whim, just like a hunch. Because literally on three said Pavia won it. And The Athletic, one vote could have swung it to where Pavia won that poll as well. That's all it would have taken. So this thing is so close to me to where I think there's a chance that we get a stunner. And not even a stunner, because that's too strong of a word, because clearly everyone's telling us that it's close. We get a surprise, I guess is a better way to phrase it. And Diego Pavia actually wins the Heisman Trophy. So for me, if you have nothing invested in this thing, easy, like small bet on Pavia. Instead of having that extra beer or extra cocktail, put it on Pavia 10 to 1. You know, like 50 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you want to do. Put it on Diego Pavia at 10 to 1. I think it's worth a bet. I'm adding some Pavia to my portfolio, if you will, which I hate that word, but I use it anyway. Like, I'm adding a little bit of Pavia because I just think from a probability standpoint, this thing is more of a coin flip and the betting market hasn't caught up to what the actual public sentiment is with the Heisman Trophy. Like, lay out the case for Mendoza. QB of the number one ranked team in the country. Best story. Media loves him. But on the flip side, he doesn't really jump off the screen. You know, like this is not RG3. It's not Caleb Williams. This isn't Jaden Daniels, any dynamic players that you see with the Heisman Trophy. So people are a little bit apprehensive to crown him as the guy. What about Diego Pavia? Statistically, he's better than Mendoza in terms of the volume stats. He's the face of the Vanderbilt program. Indiana's face is Kurt Cignetti. Vanderbilt, ain't nobody talking about no damn Clark Lee. We're talking about Diego Pavia. Like people think he's a better quarterback than Mendoza too. But what's his flaw? Well, he tends to be polarizing on social media. Some people don't like him. He didn't play over the weekend, and also he didn't make the college football playoff. But to me, it's just a coin flip that we got here. So it is a bet on Diego Pavia. I never in a million years, when I went to bed Saturday night, did I think that on Tuesday I would be betting Diego Pavia to win the Heisman Trophy. But sometimes you got to listen to the voters. You got to listen to what the people are saying. And what they're saying is that this is a close race, and one of those candidates is 10 to 1, and one of them is minus 2,000. You should know what to do with those odds. All right, to wrap up here, a couple of notes in college football that I wanted to get to. Notre Dame. Notre Dame's athletic director, Pete, is it Bavakwa? Is that how you say his name? My apology if I butchered his name. I have a tricky name as well, so I do sincerely apologize if I butchered that one. But he was talking about the quote-unquote damage done with the ACC. Like, here's some quotes. Pete Thamel, ESPN, tweeted out some of the quotes from his press conference from earlier this afternoon. Quote, it has created damage. I'm not going to shy away from that. Another quote. People a lot more important than me at the university feel the same way. Oh, it's like the LeBron James movie. Oh my God, people at Notre Dame are upset. Oh my gosh. Another quote. I think people at the ACC know that it has done damage. Another quote. I don't understand why you'd go on a social media campaign to attack an important partner. And then the last quote. What we were really surprised by and disappointed by was how the ACC conference really went on a social media campaign that, in my opinion, was attacking our football program. Bro, you're not a part of the conference, man. Like, yeah, in other sports you are, but in football you're not. Like, Miami's in the ACC. You're independent. What do you think they were going to do, buddy? Like, come on. Enough of Notre Dame. Like, nobody's... I don't care that they're not playing. I know some people are judging them for all that stuff. Who cares? It's a meaningless bowl game. Bowls are dead anyway. Like, but just go away in silence. Like, nobody needs to continue to hear you guys bitch and moan about not being in the CFP. How about you schedule a good opponent and actually beat them? And then you'd be in the 12-team playoff. Knock it off with this nonsense. Oh, people at the university are upset. Just shut up. All right, on the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Colts signing Phillip Rivers to their practice squad. It's You Better, You Bet.
Hey,
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.